Have you ever wondered if you make the moments in your life or if the moments in your life make you? Or have you ever wondered how different your life would be if that one thing didn't happen? And what about if you knew your purpose in this life, how would you live your life differently? Well, Moments of Awe episodes are all about allowing yourself more moments of awe, wonder, and inspiration, with a touch of curiosity, courage, and heart, where every month I get real and up close to share some of my own raw life experiences, lessons, learnings, failures, and aha moments. Because when we tell our stories authentically, we can really help each other to expand the mind and soul and live our best, lively, hearty, ecstatic, and most inspired life. To get the best out of these sessions, grab a pen and paper or journal, sit yourself down in a quiet space, and enjoy the moment. Well, hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to another episode of Moments of Awe. I'm your host, Catherine Plano, and today we're setting off on a captivating expedition into the intricate labyrinth of our inner saboteur. What if the voice that often undermines your confidence, self-esteem, and progress held the key to profound personal transformation? Yes, we're delving deep into the cryptic realm of the inner saboteur. It's that subtle whisper within, the sly cat seducing you to indulge in the fries and chocolate shake, or the relentless critic casting doubts on your decisions. Interestingly enough, these inner saboteurs start off as our guardians, safeguarding us from perceived threats in our childhood. But as we grow into adulthood, they often overstay their welcome, becoming invisible inhabitants of our minds. Working with your saboteur is essential for personal growth and achieving your goals. By acknowledging its presence, understanding its origins, and employing practical strategies, you can transform your inner critic into a supportive inner ally. Now remember that it's a journey, and self-compassion plays a significant role in this process. As you learn to work with your saboteur, you'll find yourself better equipped to overcome challenges, pursue your dreams, and lead a more fulfilling life. Embrace your saboteur as a teacher rather than an adversary, and you'll unlock your true potential. Now let's get into our three shiny insights. Insight number one, unveiling the profound significance of acknowledging your saboteur. Okay, let's unravel the first gleaming insight that can reshape your entire understanding of the saboteur within. This inner critic, so often perceived as an adversary, is in reality an indispensable piece of your inner world. So why, you might ask, should we shine a spotlight on this complex character? The answer lies in the depth of self-sabotage, which can only be comprehended by delving into the origins of your saboteur. Consider for a moment a time when your inner saboteur held you back, perhaps whispering that you weren't deserving of a new career opportunity. Now envision it as a well-intentioned but slightly overzealous friend guarding you against potential harm. This shift in perspective is your gateway to approaching the saboteur with compassion, the first step towards harnessing its unique power. So let's dive deep into real life scenarios to illustrate the saboteur's influence on various aspects of your life. Let's look at work. Imagine a career-changing opportunity that you hesitated to pursue because your inner saboteur relentlessly whispered that you weren't qualified. This self-doubt might have led you to miss out on a fulfilling job or advancement in your career. What about relationships? Picture a relationship where your saboteur constantly fueled insecurities, making you question your partner's affection and trust. This inner critic could strain your connection and prevent you from experiencing genuine intimacy. What about success? Reflect on the times when your saboteur convinced you that failure was inevitable, causing you to abandon promising projects or ideas prematurely. This self-sabotaging tendency might have hindered your progress and personal growth. Recognizing these patterns is your first step towards empowerment. As you illuminate these saboteurs, you carve a path towards conscious choices, paving the way for enduring transformation in your life. Exploring the saboteurs isn't just another method in the vast landscape of self-awareness. It's a voyage of imagination, a unique expedition into the multifaceted aspects of your being. Insight number two, decoding the saboteur within and understanding your inner critics. So in our journey to unravel the complexities of the saboteurs, let's dive into insight number two and shine a light on the very essence of this inner critic. The term saboteur encapsulates the pervasive phenomenon of negative self-talk that resides within all of us. It's that persistent, sometimes insidious voice that whispers doubts and insecurities, casting shadows over your self-esteem and aspirations. The saboteur is the gatekeeper to a realm filled with doubt, fear, and self-sabotaging thoughts. And it can take on various forms that impact different facets of your life. Understanding the saboteur begins with recognizing its multifaceted nature. It's not a one-size-fits-all adversary, but rather a complex set of inner critics, each with its unique traits and tendencies. So let's explore a few common saboteurs that might sound familiar to you. So the first one, the perfectionist. This saboteur sets impossibly high standards for yourself and others. It thrives on the fear of making mistakes, often paralyzing you with the need for flawlessness. As a result, you might procrastinate or avoid tasks to evade the possibility of falling short. The next one, the procrastinator. This saboteur is a master of delay and distraction. It convinces you to put off important tasks until the last minute, leading to stress and subpar results. It's the voice that says, "I work better under pressure," even when it's not true. The next one, the imposter. The imposter saboteur convinces that your achievements are mere luck, and you don't truly deserve your successes. It fosters self-doubt and often keeps you from recognizing and celebrating your accomplishments. What about the inner critic? This classic saboteur is a relentless critic, constantly berating you with negative self-talk. It finds faults in your actions, appearance, and abilities, undermining your self-esteem and self-worth. So to truly work with your saboteur, it's essential to delve into its origins. The saboteur is not a random creation, but a response to past experiences, especially those imprinted during childhood. It is molded by the influences of parents, teachers, peers, and societal expectations. For instance, if you were consistently subjected to criticism or faced overwhelming expectations that you struggled to meet, your inner saboteur might have taken root as a protective mechanism. Its mission is to shield you from the pain of failure or rejection by keeping you in the safe haven of your comfort zone. So understanding the diverse forms and origins of the saboteur is the key to effectively working with it. Each saboteur has its unique tactics and triggers, and by identifying them, you gain the upper hand in your journey towards self-awareness and personal growth. So let's continue our expedition armed with this knowledge to discover how to tame these inner critics and transform them into allies on your path to a more empowered and fulfilled self. Insight number three. Mastering the art of working with your saboteur. Now, as we delve into the heart of insight number three, working with your saboteur, we're about to embark on an empowering journey of self-mastery. This is where the rubber meets the road, where you not only acknowledge but actively transform your saboteur into a catalyst for positive change. So first, how do you identify your saboteur? And I always say, if you can name it, you can tame it. So the first crucial step in this transformative process is recognizing your saboteur. It's that nagging presence responsible for the negative thoughts and self-limiting beliefs that arise in your mind. Identifying it is like turning on the light in a dark room. For as the saying goes, like I just said, if you can name it, you can tame it. Naming your saboteur is a powerful tool that helps you separate it from your authentic self. Imagine your saboteur often whispers that you're not creative enough to pursue your passion for painting. You can call it your creative or creativity critic. Giving it a name provides you with a tangible handle on its presence, allowing you to distinguish it from your true essence. Then the second part is to challenge your saboteur. So once you've identified your saboteur, it's time to put it under the spotlight. Begin questioning its validity. Ask yourself if the thoughts it generates are grounded in facts or merely assumptions and fears. Your saboteur thrives on uncertainty, but you hold the power to challenge it. Gather enough evidence that contradicts its negative claims. For instance, when your creativity critic insists that you lack creativity, remind yourself of the positive feedback you've received from friends and family about your artwork. This act of questioning your saboteur's assertions gradually weakens its grip on your confidence and self-esteem. And the third part is to practice self-compassion. In your journey to work with your saboteur, remember the importance of self-compassion. Understand that everyone harbors inner critics, and it's entirely normal to experience moments of self-doubt. Treat yourself with the same kindness and encouragement you would offer to a friend facing a similar situation. Instead of berating yourself for not meeting a painting deadline, practice self-compassion by saying, "It's okay to take your time and enjoy the creative process. You'll finish when you're ready." This gentle approach nurtures your inner garden, allowing self-acceptance and growth to flourish. Your saboteur often thrives on unrealistic expectations, so setting you up for frustration and self-sabotage. So to counteract this, break your goals into smaller, manageable steps. This not only reduces the pressure, but also allows you to celebrate small victories along the way. For example, rather than aiming to complete an entire painting in one day, set a goal to work on it for an hour each day. By acknowledging and celebrating your progress, you diminish the saboteur's ammunition and gain confidence in your ability. Lastly, don't navigate this journey alone. Share your challenges and goals with friends, families, or a trusted mentor. Their support and feedback are invaluable in helping you counteract your saboteur's negativity. Imagine showing your unfinished artwork to a friend who appreciates your talent and asking for their input. Their positive feedback can boost your confidence and remind you that you're not alone in this battle. In essence, this journey isn't just about acknowledging your saboteur. It's about establishing a harmonious relationship with it. By giving it a name, questioning its claims, practicing self-compassion, setting realistic goals, and seeking support, you'll transform your saboteur into an ally, a driving force for personal growth and empowerment on your path to self-mastery. It's that time again. As we draw the curtains on this transformative episode, it's clear that the saboteur is not our enemy, but a powerful ally in disguise. It's the inner critic that we all possess, shaped by our past experiences, upbringing, and societal pressures. By acknowledging its very presence, naming it, and challenging its negative claims, we unlock a profound journey of self-awareness and personal growth. Remember, self-compassion is your armor, and realistic goals are your guideposts on this path. Seek support and share your challenges with those who uplift and inspire you. By working in harmony with your saboteur, you'll rewrite the narratives of self-doubt into one of self-belief, transforming limitations into opportunities and unleashing your full potential. Now, if this episode resonated with you, we invite you to like, share, and subscribe. Your support spreads the message of empowerment to others on their journey of self-discovery. So stay tuned for more moments of awe. And until then, my dearest ones, embrace your saboteur, for within its challenges lie the seeds of your greatness. Namaste. Thank you so very much for listening to today's episode. If you loved what you heard and this topic really resonated with you and you think it will help others, please click on share show with your friends to help make a difference. And if you want to be part of our mission to help empower the conscious people of this world to learn and grow, then the best way to get involved is to click on follow show or leave a review on iTunes so that we can give you a shout out on the show. If you have been a long-time listener of the show, you know we are big on delivering content that is valuable for you. Content that will address your pain points. So if you have any questions or ideas for a podcast show, please reach out and we will create the content to meet your needs. Yes, you heard right. If you have topics, themes, or special guests that you want to hear from, please send us a note to support@katherineplano.com.au and we will create a show especially for you. Wherever you are in the world, sending you love, blessings, and peace. Namaste.